राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन 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 जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद शिल अभय चरणानंद भक्ति विरांत स्वामी महाराज से गोपाल की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य शिल ठाकुर हरिदास की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासारी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा देवी की जय। यमुना मई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी रानी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। इस्कान विविधि संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील गुरुपाद की जय। गौ प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री गौनीताय की जय। श्री जगन्नाथ बलराम सुभद्रा देवी की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। श्री न्यूद्वारका धाम निवासी की जय। गौ प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी थ्री सिमल डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी थ्री सिमल डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jai Shri Rupad. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णे स्वधामोद्भगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह। एवरीबडी नो दिस वर्स। कलौ नष्टदृशामेष पुराणार्को धुनोदितः। Hare Krishna. Today we're discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 15, text number 49. We're at almost the last verse of the chapter. And this is the Kumaras continue to pray to Lord Narayan, who has just kindly appeared before them to settle a dispute in Vaikuntha. Please repeat. Kamam Bhava Swavrjanaihi Nirayesha nah, stat, cetah, alivat, yadi, no, te, padayah, ramet, vachah, cha, nah, tulasivat, yadi, te, angrishobhah, puryet, te, gunaganaihi, yadi, karnarantrai, karnarantraha, kamam bhavasvavrishanair nirayeshu nastat, cheto livad yadi note padayoramet, vachashanastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, puryeta te gunaganair yadi karnarantraha, kamam bhavasvarvishanair nitayeshu nastat, cheto livad yadi note padayoramet, vachashchanastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, puryeta te gunaganair yadi karnarantraha, kamam bhavah svarjanair nirayeshu nastat, cheto livad yadi note padayoramet, vachashchanastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, puryeta te gunaganair yadi karnarantraha, kamam bhavasvarjanair nirayeshu nastat, cheto livad yadi note padayoramet, vachastanastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, puryeta te gunaganair yadi karnarantraha, kamam bhavasvarjitiner nirayeshu nastat, cheto livad yadi note padayoramet, vachashchanastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, puryeta te gunaganair yadi karnarantraha, kamam bhavasvavrishanair nirayeshu nastat, cheto livad yadi note padayoramet, vachashchanastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, puryeta te gunaganair yadi karnarantraha, kamam bhavasvarjanair nirayeshu nastat, cheto livad, vachashchanastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, puryeta te gunaganair yadi karnarantraha, kamam bhavasvarjanair nirayeshu nastat, cheto livad, vachastu nastu lativad yadi tengrishobhaha, Puryetate guna ganair yadikarna rantraha. Matajis. Kamam bhavas vijaner nirayeshunastat. Cheto livad yadinote padayoramet. Vachaschanastulativad yaditeng krishobhaha. Puryetate gunaganair yadikarna rantraha. Kamam, as much as deserved. Bhava, birth. Swavrijanehi, by our own sinful activities. Nirayesho, in low births. Naha, our. Stat, let it be. Chetaha, minds. Alivat, like bees. Yadi, if. No, maybe. Te, your. Padayoho, your lotus feet. Ramet, are engaged. Vachaha, words. Cha, and. Naha, our. Tulasivat, like the tulasi leaves. Yadi, if. Te, angri, your. Angri, at your lotus feet. Shobhaha, beautified. Puryeta, are filled. Te, your. Gunaganaihi, by transcendental qualities. Yadi, if. Karnarantraha, the holes of the ears. Translation. O Lord, we pray that you let us be born in any hellish condition of life, just as long as our hearts and minds are always engaged in the service of your lotus feet. Our words are made beautiful by speaking of your activities, just as tulsi leaves are beautified when offered unto your lotus feet. And as long as our ears are always filled with the chanting of your transcendental qualities. Please repeat, O Lord, we pray that you let us be born in any hellish condition of life, just as long as our hearts and minds are always engaged in the service of your lotus feet. Our words are made beautiful by speaking of your activities, just as tulsi leaves are beautified when offered unto your lotus feet. And as long as our ears are always filled with the chanting of your transcendental qualities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The four sages now offer their humility to the Personality of Godhead because of their having been haughty in cursing two other devotees of the Lord. Jaya and Vijaya, the two doorkeepers who checked them from entering the Vaikuntha planet, were certainly offenders. But as Vaishnavas, the four sages should not have cursed them in anger. After the incident, they became conscious that they had done wrong by cursing the devotees of the Lord. And they prayed to the Lord that even in the hellish condition of life, their minds might not be distracted from the engagement of service to the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. Those who are devotees of the Lord are not afraid of any condition of life, provided there is constant engagement in the service of the Lord. It is said of the Narayana Pada, or those who are devotees of Narayana, the personality of Godhead. Nakutaschina bibhyati. That's Bhagavatam 6th Canto, Chapter 17, Text 28. They're not afraid of hellish, entering a hellish condition, for since they are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, heaven or hell is the same for them. In material life, both heaven and hell are one and the same because they're material. In either place, there is no engagement in the Lord's service. Therefore, those who are engaged in the service of the Lord see no distinction between heaven and hell. It's only the materialists who prefer one to the other. These four devotees prayed to the Lord that although they might go to hell because they had cursed devotees, they might not forget the service of the Lord. First, the sages, sages pray that their words may always be engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord. One may speak very nicely with ornamental language, or one may be expert at controlled grammatical presentation. But if one's words are not engaged in the service of the Lord, they have no flavor and no actual use. The example is given here of tulsi leaves. The tulsi leaf is very useful, even from the medicinal or antiseptic point of view. It's considered sacred and is offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. The tulsi leaf has numerous good qualities, but if it were not offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, tulsi could not be of much value or importance. Similarly, one may speak very nicely from the rhetorical or grammatical point of view, which may be very much appreciated by a materialistic audience. But if one's words are not offered to the service of the Lord, they're useless. The holes of the ears are very small and can be filled with any insignificant sound. So how can they receive as great a vibration as the glorification of the Lord? The answer is that the holes of the ears are like the sky. As the sky can never be filled up, the quality of the ear is such that one may go on pouring in vibrations of various kinds, and yet it's capable of receiving more and more vibrations. A devotee is not afraid of going to hell if he has the opportunity to hear the glories of the Lord constantly. This is the advantage of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One may be put in any condition, but God gives him the prerogative to chant Hare Krishna. In any condition of life, if one goes on chanting, he will never be unhappy. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Om Jnana Timanantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Guru Divachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vanchakalapadrubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Madgavira pi gopala svi kuryat kripaya yadi, tadaivasam payahapitva hrishye yustat priyajanaha. Madhvacharya offers to this discussion only one verse, which he quotes from an unnamed source. Yavat paramabhaktaistu bhujyate dukkhamudalbanam. Tavan muktau sukhodrekas tatrachet bhakti varasanam. To the extent suffering that the topmost devotees undergo, tribulation, their happiness in their liberated state increases commensurate to the degree of their pure devotional service. That is to say that if, exactly the same point, as long as a devotee is engaged in service, he's happy no matter where he is. Sridhar Swami gives us a wonderful commentary here. He says in this verse, hinting at their current offense, they pray for pure devotion. They say, O Lord, previously we had no suffering. Now all this has come about due to the curse of your two devotees. So let our material birth in hell by dint of our suffering reactions occur. However, if our minds can relish your lotus feet the way that bees are oblivious to the thorns among the flowers, then we can enjoy the beauty of both lotus feet without any obstruction. That's the first thing. The second thing. And just as Tulsi is expected to flourish only through connection with your lotus feet, so may our speech be beautiful and complete by glorifying your qualities. That's the second thing. Third thing, they mention the holes of the ears. So they're praying like beggars simply to fill up their smallness. But this is a paltry explanation, we can say. Since the ears are full of space or air, and since the qualities of the Lord are not tangible, they're not physical objects, the ears can never be filled. No matter how many glories of the Lord you fill, the ears are still going to remain. There's still more space for the Krishna Katha to get in. So consequently, he concludes here, ato nityameva shravanam palishyati. They'll always be hearing. This is the point. May we always be hearing. Jiva Goswami amplifies the same points. All the chargers are making the same points on this verse. But he's quoting a verse from Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, to prove that these Kumaras would not ever go to hell, even though they're thinking like that in their humility. He says, Adhikama uttara purvadhayora ashlesha vinashautad vyapadeshata. With the attainment of Brahman, any present sinful actions have no effect, and previous karmas are also destroyed, since that's what's indicated in the Shruti. This is Vyasadeva speaking, Vedanta Sutra, fourth book, first chapter, text 13. So hinting at their offense, they pray for bhakti. But when the Kumaras begged pardon for sins which would take them to hell, they thought, they show the great position of Jaya and Vijaya. This is Jiva Goswami's contribution to this discussion. And then he quotes First Canto, Chapter 7, Text Number 10. Anybody know it? Atma Ramascha Adi Nirgrantha Apyarukrame Kurvanti Ahetukim Bhakti Mittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. Those who are Atmaramas or beyond the scriptures, false ego and rules, they also practice unmotivated pure devotion unto the master of pure bhakti, Sri Krishna, because he possesses qualities that are attracting even them. So in other words, Jiva Goswami points out that by begging pardon in this way, although it's not necessary for them to beg pardon because they're already liberated, they're just showing that the Jaya and Vijaya are so exalted, we should be afraid of offending such devotees. This is the point. So they're saying, let there be hell, but that's not significant. We don't fear that. We don't want to be averse to the Lord. That's the root of all misfortune. This is the request that they're making here. So there was only a semblance of an offense because they show their anger towards the great keepers. That was the desire of the Lord anyways. So they're not guilty. Finally, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says all the same points, but he adds that if it were possible to be born in hell with bhakti, then certainly hell with bhakti would be preferable to liberation. What to speak of birth in Los Angeles if there's bhakti? We don't have a problem with Los Angeles in that sense. But if there's no Sankirtana, then what to do? There's no hope. So this is the point. Even liberation, we'd rather go to hell than be liberated if in hell we can render devotional service and in liberation we cannot. And by liberation, generally it's understood Sayujya Mukti, the artificial, hypothetical, so-called liberation of merging with the Supreme. Some advocate that as the goal of life. We don't, and because the Kumaras don't. So, therefore, it's the nature of a devotee to pray for thousands of births in the material world, even as an insect birth or animal birth, as long as there is bhakti. Who says like this? Vidyapati. What is that? He says, Kiye manusha pashupaki je janamiye athava kita patange. He says, as long, yeah, you let me take birth as a human being, fine, or an animal, okay. Even an insect or some flying bug of some sort, I don't have a problem with that. Karma vipake gata gati punah punah. He said, I may have to eat the results of my karma for who knows how many births. This thing is going on infinitely. I'm so sinful. He thinks like this. All devotees think like this. But at least let my consciousness be on you. This is his thing. So, and it's also the nature of the Lord to destroy material existence, which devotees don't seek, and to bestow the bliss of worship which is sought by them. This is another thing. Ase shutekshita pato. As we envision the Lord and serve the Lord throughout our lives, that very Lord will come to us and take us back into his personal association if we have become pure devotees by practicing in this life. So, these are some of the things Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said. We can go back and look very quickly at some of Srila Prabhupada's most significant things that he says in his purport, because every purport of Srila Prabhupada is the essence of everything that we get from any other acharya. So, first thing Srila Prabhupada tells us, the four sages offer what to the Supreme Lord? What are they offering? Anybody remember? They're offering their humility. We have humility, all of us. But are we offering it? Their humility is that they think that we have offended someone. Actually, neither party is offending anyone. But both parties think that they're offenders. This is Vaikuntha. In the material world, everyone is offensive. No matter what side you're on. Just like now in America, it's hard not to notice, especially if you live overseas. You see, the people are so politically polarized and so, I'm going to say, inimical towards each other politically. You've got conservatives on one side and liberals on the other side, and they're just, you know, doing any unscrupulous thing. Actually, both sides are completely guilty. They're all full of faults. But they won't admit it. And Vaikuntha is the opposite of that. In Vaikuntha, nobody has any flaws, but everybody thinks that I'm such a rascal, I don't deserve to be here. Would that the world would be so nice that everybody had this kind of humility. But humility is the last thing that anyone seeks in this world, because Ichha Dvesha Samuttena Dvandva Mohena Bharata Ityadi. Krishna says that people who are envious come here just to compete with the Lord. That cannot be a humble endeavor. So they're offering their humility. They think that they've been haughty in cursing two other devotees. And actually, Prabhupada says that sages should not have cursed him. Of course, we know that this was Krishna's arrangement that they did. Now, the thing is, we can compare their attitude with the doorkeeper's attitude. Back in text number 36, we heard, Puyada Koni Bhagavad Birakari Dando. Yo nao hareta sura helanam apyashesham ma vonutapa kalaya bhagavat smritigno moho bhaved natu ihatunao vrajator adhodhaha. After being cursed by the sages, the doorman said, it's quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. But we pray that due to your compassion at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us as we go progressively downward. They're praying the same thing, isn't it? They have the same attitude. It's so wonderful. So as Prabhupada has pointed out there as well, that for a devotee, any heavy punishment is tolerable, but one which affects forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord, that we cannot stand. That's why we have to be so careful of what? Offenses. Especially offenses to devotees, because the devotees are more dear to the Lord than the Lord is himself. So, this is the thing. Sinful reactions, that's no problem. Just even Namabhas can wipe out your sinful reactions, Rupa Goswami says. But offenses, that may take some time. And any time, even a moment for a pure devotee being separated from the Lord, it feels like, who was it, Vaisheshika? Somebody was saying recently, Yugaitam Nameshena. Like, seems like yugas are going on, even if it's just a second or a fraction of a second. What to speak of days or years? Yugas. So those who are not devotees of the Lord are not afraid of any condition of life, provided there's constant engagement in the service of the Lord. And then he quotes from Bhagavatam, the sixth canto, regarding, I'll read it to you. Shukdev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, subdue the enemy. After Chitraketu satisfied Lord Shiva and his wife, Parvati, he boarded his airplane and left as they looked on. When Lord Shiva and Parvati saw that Chitraketu, although informed of the curse, was unafraid, they smiled, being fully astonished by his behavior. And what did they say? Thereafter, in the presence of the great sage Narad, the demons, the inhabitants of Siddhaloka, and his personal associates, Lord Shiva, who is most powerful, spoke to his wife Parvati while they all listened. Lord Shiva said, My dear beautiful Parvati, have you seen the greatness of the Vaishnavas? Being servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, they are great souls and are not interested in any kind of material happiness. Narayana parah sarve nakutashchena bibhyati svargapavarga narakeshwapi tulyartha darshanaha. This is why. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional services of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. Just like when you go on Sankirtana. Sometimes you've got a nice spot, very sattvic, people are all very nice, everything going very smooth. Sometimes you're going to a hellish place, cigarette butts and dog stool all over the filthy concrete, and people disrespecting you. And, you know, sometimes it's like this. But for the devotee, he doesn't care. He goes out anyway, because his purpose is to make the spiritual master smile by distributing these books, which pleases Guru and Gauranga. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out in regard to this Chitraketu affair, this is the reason that devotees have such greatness. They're only fixed on Narayana. They're not interested in anything else. And Prabhupada says the transcendental loving service of the Lord is performed in three ways. Anybody remember? Three ways that we perform transcendental loving service. What are they? We do so with the body and mind and words. Yes, these three things. What is that? Kayikam, karmana, karmana, manasa, gira. So the Kumaras make three wishes in this verse. Number one wish, alivat, let us be like bees. The Acharya just commenting here have explained that. They want to be like bees who buzz around the flowers sucking nectar only. And they don't bother with the thorns. The thorns are there, especially we have so many roses growing in this neighborhood, right? And we don't care. Because we're interested in the roses to offer to the lotus feet of Rukmini Dwarkatish. So they want to be like bees who are hovering around those roses collecting the nectar. And Tulasivat, they want to be like Tulsi leaves. We heard this back in text number 19. Quote, although flowering plants like Mandara, Kunda, Kudabhaka, Utpala, Champak, Arana, Punaga, Nagakeshara, Bakula, Lily, and Parijata are full of transcendental fragrance, They are still conscious of the austerities performed by Tulsi, for Tulsi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with Tulsi leaves. So, Tulsi leaves are special, but Tulsi leaves are special because they are associated with the lotus feet of the Lord. They're so like neem leaves are also very special. They have same medicinal properties, but nobody cares so much about neem leaves. And certainly the Kumaras would not have become devotees by smelling neem leaves. But when they're offered to the Lord, this was the wonderful effect on their consciousness. Actually, they were so stunned, these Kumaras, when they saw the Lord. Jiva Goswami in text 44 had explained the Kumaras' confusion. They were gazing on the face of the Lord resembling a blue lotus bud with even more beautiful lips and a smile like a jasmine flower. The Kumaras, having attained satisfaction, repeatedly looked at his lotus feet with ruby-like toenails. And he says, actually, not able to grasp the beauty of all of his limbs all at once, they fell into a contemplation or anxiety, chinta. They said, how can we see all this at once? This is their anxiety. Chinta is a bhava which nourishes their sthayi bhava. Chinta, anxiety. Somebody said, if you want peace, worship Lakshmi Narayan. If you want bliss, worship Radha Krishna. The implication is that you may have bliss, but you may not have peace. Radha Krishna worship is like that. So this is the attitude of the Kumaras. It's amazing, actually. We can get a glimpse into their psychology. That although they were in the midst of this very awkward situation, when they first saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it was like right in the middle of this big argument going on. How confused they must have been. And yet still, they had the presence of mind to speak such a beautiful and poetic, to make such a composed prayer, an elegant and a pure prayer. We can say. Prabhupada says, one may speak nicely from a grammatical point of view, but it's only going to be appreciated by materialists. But if one words are offered to Krishna, then they're pleasing, actually. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the same thing. Jara kavya raso nahi kavya rasa, kali pavana gaura raso hi rasaha, alamanya kathadya no shilanaya, padagodruma kanan konjavidham. This mundane poetry, it's not real poetry. Real poetry is only that which glorifies the Lord. So give up all other katas and follow this. Krishna Katha. More general principle, Prabhupada is indicating in this Hari Bhakti Sodhodaya, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jatat Tapas Tapak Kriya Pranasya Hidehasya Mandanam Lokananjanam. You may have a beautifully decorated body, but if it's dead, who cares? So similarly, no matter what is beautiful in this world, if it's not offered to Krishna, it's like decorating a dead body only. And then finally, Prabhupada, he also explains this. Holes of the ears are like the sky, and the sky can never be filled up, so the quality of the ear is such that one may go on pouring in vibrations, yet is capable of receiving more. So the conclusion here is that a devotee is not afraid of going to hell as long as he has the opportunity to hear the glories of the Lord and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's time to end now. Does anyone have any questions or any comments? Yes. You.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, yeah. Thank you for the very wonderful class. I was wondering in this specific topic about how the pure devotees don't care for any of their material circumstances. They're in a heavenly, hellish circumstance, even liberation, they don't care for it. They just want pure devotional service. My question, though, is at least how is it that our material situation can be favorable or unfavorable for bhakti?
Yes. And that's not a function of our desire. That's a function of our spiritual master's desire. If the spiritual master advises, you do this, you don't do that, do X instead of Y, then Y becomes immediately unappealing. X is the thing that you want, because it's what he said. If the spiritual master says Y instead of X, then you don't want anything to do with X. You only want Y. We don't care. X or Y doesn't make any difference to us. All things in this material world are just like alphabet letters. We don't care. You pick any of them. Not that you pick, but your spiritual master, whatever he orbits, that is becomes the absolute truth for you. Brahmaharpanam brahmahavir brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmaivatena gantavyam brahmakarma samadhina. Anything can be spiritual, anything can be material. It all depends. Everything pivots around the order of the spiritual master, and that's why it's the active principle of spiritual life. Is that clear? And this is why we sing, Guru Mukhapadma Bhakya Chitete Kori Aikya Arana Kori Humani Asha. Just make the order of your spiritual master your primary, your only focus in life. Make it one with what you really cherish in your heart. And don't look at anything else. This is Vyavasayatmika Bhuti. Okay? Yes.
You mentioned this Yugayatam.
Yes.
And I was wondering, why is it that it's translated as 12 years or more? Because Yugayatam.
Yeah. Who has it discussed this recently? Was it Vaisheshika, I think, right? Somebody in a recent class was mentioning this. Anyway, 12 years or more. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say offhand. But it, you know, Prabhupada, he translated things in different ways in different contexts also. Even for the same verse, he's given, you know, different interpretations, which is kind of odd, but he does this sometimes. I don't have a ready answer for that. Maharaj, you want to add something? I don't. Okay. All right, so we'll stop here. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hmm.